Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Voice of the People. I am producer Dean Geronimo, and I'm here in the building right now. The Grammys just started, waiting to see if my Jamla family, Rhapsody, Ninth Wonder, along with Kendrick Lamar, gets that Grammy for To Pimp a Butterfly. So we're keeping it locked and loaded, watching two things at one time. We're going to have a little discussion this evening on Love and War. Can't we all just get along, you know? That's a big topic nowadays, that online dating, you know, love, dating, one-night stands, hooking up. What's going on in the world we live today? You know, social media has totally diluted the word love and relationships, and few and far in between. So tonight, we're going to try to get down to the nitty-gritty of love after war as well as online dating. And I'm waiting for my man Mark Lee to come in so he can chime in on this topic. And if you are so inclined, join in on the conversation at 914-338-0659. And I think my man is here right now. Mark, is that you, my brother?
That's me.
What's going on, bro? Just gave a little introduction on what we're supposed to be talking about tonight. I guess ties tied up. So, you know, hey, it's just us tonight, bro.
I hear you. That's what happens with Valentine's Day. You get tied up.
Now, Valentine's Day was yesterday, so she must be on a little extended vacation or something like that, huh?
Overly tied up.
Overly tied up, can't get away, stuck, whatever you want to call it, right?
Whatever.
Isn't it?
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. We hoping some people to call in because the topic that's chosen for tonight is a little interesting, bro. It's love and war. I guess talk about social media, online dating, and stuff like that. Now, I'm a little out of the loop. I'm 15 years out of the loop. So, you know, it's a different topic. But like I said, you know, it's waiting for some people to join the conversation, give us a little insight on what may be going on in the date world.
It's a different world, but I've actually been on some of those sites, and it can be interesting what goes on them, because some people, I've even got a friend of mine that turned me on to that one that she was talking about, Tinder, and basically says that that's just a hookup site.
Also, if you just want to get your hookup on, just get on Tinder, huh?
That's what my buddy told me. He told me that. That's what he did. He went on there and he claimed that he had all kinds of success. Now, you know, whether that was male spermato or whether that was real.
Now, ain't that something?
Because you know a brother will lie in a minute and give you that Oprah model story.
Yeah, he could be like, yo, my brother, I got this, I got that. As soon as you check in, you'd be like, yo, it's like crickets. Or, you know, or you might get the action he was talking about, but it might be the people that you might not necessarily want to deal with. Like, you know, like, uh-oh. That's not going to be good. Not at all.
Right, you might get the psycho.
Yeah, you might get the psycho. And that's not a good, that's not a good one at all. Because if you get the psycho joint, what you going to do with her when you can't get rid of her? You know what I mean? Damn. That's going to be rough.
Real rough. So just out of curiosity, where did you meet yours at?
I met my wife in jail. Ain't that some shit?
You met in jail?
I met my wife in jail. Now, before anybody is listening starts to freak out and figure out which one of us was locked up, neither one of us, I was an officer in a jail, and she worked in the medical department. So, you know, but it's an odd place to meet somebody. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, her coworker was like, I know somebody that's perfect for you. And I was like, yeah, I don't do too many blind dates because they never turn out right. But, and then, I met her. I said, okay, well, I gave her my number. I got her number, but I took like 3 weeks before I called. And then I called, stopped by to see her, and then we started going out. From there, things progressed, and a couple of days before Valentine's Day back in 2003, I asked her, did she want to be my tag team partner? So, we've been together ever since, bro.
That sounds like a plan. Now, when you were in college, did you ever do the blind date thing, or did you ever do the Black Planet?
I didn't do Black Planet, but I did some blind dates, and not to take anything away, they were nice people, but I don't think they could have dealt with me. I'm a little bit, like I told her, I'm not the easiest person to get along. So what I need for you to do is to see if you can handle it. And it starts out like, yeah, all right, I got it. I could put up with anything. And after a while, it was like, nah, you're not the one. And sometimes it was not one-sided. It was not just me saying it. They were saying it too. Like, sorry, buddy, you ain't it.
Yeah. Well, see, I can relate to that because I know I have some habits that are hard to deal with. Like, I know for a fact I'm a hoarder. Like, I will collect papers galore. So, people don't like that. And I also know that I have, the procrastination habit. So, I know some of my habits that don't cut well. But, they either deal with it or they don't deal with it.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing about it is you go into the game knowing, hey, this is how I am. A lot of people are not going to do that. Some people are going to sit there and they're going to say, I don't have any flaws. And then next thing you can point out about 10 before y'all finish talking.
Exactly.
And you got to be, you got to be careful of what you run across. Before the internet, it was like, you just had to either, somebody had to hook you up or you had to run into somebody to even find out if, I would like to go out with them or no, I wouldn't or whatever. But now in the social media age, hey man, I know some relationships can attribute their, the initial meeting of the two people through Facebook. That has brought a whole lot of folks back in contact with each other. Now, whether it's a good contact or bad contact, that's, it depends on how the people work out, but,
Now, I've had friends that have met on everything from...
What do you say?
I said, I've had friends that have met on all of those. I've had friends that have met and actually dated off of eHarmony, off of Facebook, off of Tinder, off of all of them. And sometimes they work, but it's like with anything. It depends on how they have to conversate and get to know each other, and whether it works or not, that happens within the course of the conversation.
Yeah, that's kind of rough right there. If you meet the wrong person, if you meet the right person, then I guess it could be a good thing. But if you don't, then you kind of run into that, what did we do, And there was a couple of articles that I know Todd had posted. One of them was like, it said, looking for love. I guess it comes from the FBI. So I guess she was digging up some stuff. This comes from Valentine's Day like 3 years ago, but it was talking about criminals who use these sites to turn the lonely and vulnerable into fast money, scamming folks.
What I mean?
And everybody has got those. I guess they just go fishing. I guess that's what they call it, but it says, here's how the scam usually works. You're contacted online by someone who appears interested in you. He or she may have a profile you can read or a picture that's emailed to you. For weeks, even months, you may chat back and forth with one another, forming a connection. You may even be sent flowers or other gifts, but ultimately it's going to happen. Your newfound friend is going to ask you for money. So, it's sad that they ask stuff like that, but, you know, you send the money, but rest assured the request won't stop there, you know. There'll be more hardships that only you can help alleviate with your financial gifts. He may also send you checks or cash since he's out of the country, can't cash him himself. Wants you to forward. As soon as you cash that check, you're done. Because you'll cash it, they'll give you the money, but then the check bounces.
Yeah. And some of them don't even wait a month. Some of them wait about 2 or 3 days.
Woo!
Excuse me for one second.
Yeah, I just want to stick this in there. Congratulations to Kendrick Lamar, who just won the Best Rap Album for the Pimp a Butterfly. My girl, my Malika Rhapsody, was on that production by Ninth Wonder. So, excuse me for doing two things at one time.
No problem at all.
Yeah, but back to what we were talking about. You know, you've given this criminal personal information. They pull pictures probably from your website, my Facebook page, your Facebook page, you know. So they don't know what the person actually looks like. But you may also have taken part in a money laundering scheme and sending the money overseas or shipping stolen merchandise or whatever it may be. And when your bank comes back at you, you know, you're stuck. Because you cashed the check. So now you claim responsibility for that. The bank wants their money, so they're going to take it out of your account. You lose twice. So, you know, people have to be real careful about taking part in these things or believing those. You know, you get them, they all misspelled. I like your profile on Facebook. Well, how the fuck did you like my profile on Facebook when my shit is private?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't like what you can't see. So how does that work? You know what I'm saying? That's some old somebody drunk, you know?
Okey-doke stuff. Okey-doke stuff.
Yeah, it's super okey-doke. Maybe you need to be snapped twice for not paying attention.
Now, you work at the prison system, Dean. How tight are y'all with that? Because, like, I know for a fact that there's some prisoners that go into the prison library, and people that are ex-cons, they go into the regular library. They will sit there and basically be trying to run those hustles. So, as a security guard, how tight are y'all with that?
Well, our prison library has, and these are the old school typewriters in the joint, the clear typewriters, so you can see all of the inner workings of it. And there's one computer in there, but the computer is only hooked up to like Word. It's not hooked up to the internet, so they actually don't have that internet access. Other than they can send emails to family members now. But they have a whole section of staff, and what they do is they read incoming and outgoing mail. So if there's anything in there that's questionable, it's rejected and sent back to the sender. So, you know, unfortunately for them, they don't have that freedom. Like in some places, I guess, like now in the Federal Bureau of Prisons, they may have internet access. Because, you know, I've heard a couple of people getting friend requests from individuals that we grew up with that are, we know they're incarcerated. You know, we know they're in the federal system. But other than that, like, some people make the pages for them and communicate through that. But in my department, that's shut down. You know, there's no, because can you just imagine what'll be coming up out of there? If I got 24 hours a day to think of something, you know, I'll go nuts, man. I'll be on there just typing up all kinds of stuff. And like you said, they go to the library. It's like, yo, I can make it look like I'm a 15, 16 year old kid from an abusive house, and I need some money to get away.
Or you can make it look like you're a multimillionaire, so that all those women that want to get the multimillionaire will be coming up there looking for you.
Oh, yeah. And to find out I'm broke is a joke.
But believe it or not,
I ain't got no money or nothing.
Cause Dean,
they got social sites for that?
They got social sites for everything. They even got a social site for millionaires called Millionaire Match. It claims it will hook you up with millionaires. Both women and men.
And they believe that?
They believe that.
Wow. That's the kind of stuff right there that you just need to be, like, smacked. Maybe three times. You know what I'm saying?
So they claim that you have to have a certain amount of money in order to even get on the site.
So who's lying? Somebody lying then.
Somebody lying.
Because if you got to have a certain amount of money to get on the site, and then you trying to meet a millionaire. Well, if you have money, never mind. I don't understand it, bro.
I guess they got the same issues. They can't find who they want. They claim that they can't find somebody that wants to take them seriously and wants them for something other than their money. So they supposedly created a site strictly for millionaires. Just like they have a site strictly for Latin people and a site strictly for, I think there's probably a site for midgets.
Are you serious?
Okay.
What is it, littlepeoplemeet.com?
probably something like that.
Yo, really? Like, yo, I've met my wife on littlepeoplemeet.com, and she's little, too. All right. Wow.
Okay, social media is allowed. You can do it for anything. They got sports loving sites. So you want a sports lover, they got those.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They got a site for everything.
Wow.
They even got sites for it. Now, this really confused me. They even got sites for swingers. So you can
I heard about that. They had one of them under investigation not too long ago. What was it? Ashley something. Ashley Madison, I think it was.
Okay. Yeah.
They had them folks under investigation, bro. Like, how you get out of that?
Yeah. I don't know if you can. But if you think about it, what's the difference between that and people meeting in the church, though? Because the church is another place that people have been in the history. I mean, you can go to church, not necessarily to hear the word, but to do the hookup.
Yeah, they said that's a meeting spot, man. They said the church is one of the places where you can get it in and meet a friend.
And you got people that go there strictly for that reason.
Wow, I mean, but you know what? I don't know. For me, and it's not all of them. Like I said, the preachers that are there, that are actually doing stuff in the community, that are actually preaching the word, salute to them. But then the rest of them, I guess it's the club on the seventh day. You know what I mean? And folks could figure that's an extension of it. You know, like, I put on my best clothes, I put on my little cologne, my perfume, whatever, and I'm going to meet somebody.
Yep.
You know, and then wonder what happens when they don't turn out to be what you thought they were. You know what I mean? Like, so you did all of this to meet this lady or meet this guy, and you thought because you met him at church that they were safe, you know, and they turn out to be worse than, I mean, you might have a better shot at going to the most ratchetest, dirtiest place and meet somebody decent. You know, judging books by covers will get you jacked up every time, because if you think just because you met a person in a certain place, you know, I might have one-way tickets to hell. You know what I mean? I'm just there trying to see what I can catch.
Right.
And there's a whole lot of single sisters going to church. Like, for a single brother, you can find a lot of females at church, bro.
Oh, yeah.
If that's your thing. You know, like, you ain't gonna just be like, I don't know, you if you really looking for a single woman that's like lonely and looking for a good man or whatever, she's there. She might not openly be advertising, but if you run across her and you have a little conversation with her, you're gonna find out. The last dude was full of crap. Now she looking for somebody that's serious about a relationship or whatever it may be. And then you're there. And then you see her next week. You see her the week after that. You know?
Yep. But just to let you know that you were absolutely right, I typed it in. There is something here called littlepeoplemeet.com.
Wow. They got something for it, everybody. Black people meet, real people meet. And you know, at one point it was an article. I think some of our people were getting mad because they wanted a joint that said white people meet. Well, hell, right. If everybody else meet, why can't they? You know, I'm just saying, like, that's not racist.
And it says right here, it says littlepeoplemeet.com is the premier online dating site. Dirty dating service for little people. Little singles are online now in our online dating community. Little People Meet is designed for little people dating and pals and to bring little singles together. Join little people meet now and meet other little people for dating.
I was trying to be an asshole. Yo, Little People Meet. Yo, I couldn't imagine. Like, this, how'd y'all meet? Oh, we met on littlepeoplemeet.com. Like, yo, their feet swinging the chair. Like, wow. Yo, I told you they got a joint for everybody, man. Like, so.
I'm gonna test your theory right now because I just typed up something that almost even exist. Yes, there is something called DisabledMates.com. Meet handicapped singles.
See what I'm saying? Everybody got who was it? The Christian Mingle joint. You got, like I said, black people meet. You said disabled people.
Right.
You know, everybody got something. After a while, man, they going to have something for, I don't know, like, old people meet.
They already have that. I know they have that. They actually got
something. Oh, come on, man. They got all this stuff. That makes no sense. But then again, I guess they looking at, you know what, why don't we capitalize on the people that's looking for love? And let's see what we can get from this, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it says this came out in January 2015.
Damn.
On the surface, the dating site where white people meet launched in 2015 by a married man who publicly defended the site for white people who want to date other white people by stating he isn't a racist because he dated a black woman once.
Ooh, he had him a black girlfriend. Ooh.
But you know what, though? Set up white people.
You can't be mad at him. I guess he was looking at all this stuff and like, yo, what's the site for us? What's the site for the white
guy? And it says, here's what The Guardian said. The Guardian knows in an English paper. It says, there are a lot of dating sites catering to people of certain identities like JDate.com for Jewish people or OurTime.com for those older than 50.
Wow.
So while sites catering to specific religions, no.
Everybody got a site.
Everybody.
After a while, they're going to have a site for half-dead people. Halfdeadpeoplemeet.com. Get together before you get to the afterlife. I'm just saying, man. That don't make sense. Like, everybody got sight.
Oh, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's going to happen when they put out specialpeoplemeet.com? Like, if you mentally challenged or whatever.
Right. They probably got one of those.
But when people complain, like you're trying to talk bad about the people, or when they say they shouldn't be allowed to date, or you know how folks get, man. They'd be on that weird stuff.
Here's what Huffington Post said about this guy that did the white people's site. He said, "Can't seem to find enough white people on Tinder or Match.com. Where white people meet is a solution for you. Where white people meet is an online dating site that caters to white people who prefer to court other white people. We want our dating form to be simple and inexpensive, with the ability to connect like-minded people in a non-discriminatory fashion." Website state, and it explains that anyone can join. The site founder Sam Russell anticipated some backlash from his startup, which is why he told the Washington Post that he isn't racist. "It's about equal opportunity," Russell said. "The last thing in the world I am is racist. I did a black woman once. I helped raise a young black man. I just believe it's hypocrisy to say one group can do this and another can't." And he lost his site in December of last year.
Wow. And you know what? They probably happily married. If he charged per month or whatever, he's about to get paid.
Yeah. The rest of the article says, however, people choose the partner when dating can often be racially motivated. According to 2013 UK Cupid data, black women and Asian men are likely to receive fewer matches and messages on the site than any other group. So while where white people meet founder may not be racist because he dated one black woman or didn't have racially motivated intentions in creating the dating site, the good news is that you can meet even more white people on the internet for as low as $4 for your first week.
See? He about to get paid. He ain't thinking about who meet nobody. He don't care who on the site. You could be black. You could be Hispanic. Give me your $4. I don't really give a damn.
He just wants your money.
You could be mixed. We don't even care. We just want your $4.
I think about how many people join this site. So, like, if he gets a million people, $4 times a million, that's $4 million.
Yeah, man. Hell, if I get five black people that's mad as a motherfucker, I just want to get on, I got 20. Me who you want. And I would have old slick slogan too, like love has no color. Give me your money. You know what I mean? It's all about the green light. Oh boy. Hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all are listening to Mark Lee and Dean Geronimo. We're on the Voice of the People right now. Call in 914-338-0659. Join in on this conversation about online dating and all this good stuff. It's a little interesting, but we'd like to get some of y'all's input on it too. So if you get a chance, give us a call.
Tell us how they met. Maybe they met online.
I know, right? MadPeopleMeet.com. PissedOffPeopleMeet.com.
Exactly.
DrunkPeopleMeet.com. CrackheadsMeet.com. They're going to have it all. I might start some of these sites, my damn self. Might be able to pay my mortgage.
They're going to have it all.
IlliteratePeople.com. Read my bio. Yo.
You mean that two-word bio?
No, I'm saying IlliteratePeopleMeet.com. Read my bio.
Right. That two-word bio.
Yeah, you have to get somebody to read it so it can be. They just push the little thing, and you say, "Hey, how y'all doing? Here's my bio." They'll be mad as hell.
And I mean, some of the websites have such weird names. I mean, like Plenty of Fish. Do you really want to meet somebody on a site called Plenty of Fish?
Maybe they said there's a plenty of fish in the sea. You know.
Right.
They're trying to get creative with it. Wow.
That is totally their motto.
Now, what if...
I know we... Because I know we got some folks in here that probably met all kinds of crazy ways, and they just need to call us and tell us how they met.
Hey, did you hear that Vanity passed today?
Who did?
Vanity, bro. Denise Matthews, better known as Vanity from Vanity 6.
Oh, I remember Vanity. I had a crush on Vanity.
Yeah.
She passed?
She passed, bro. Wow.
Sorry to hear that.
That's crazy.
Now, something like that, something about Sly. Now, did you hear something about Sly Stone?
No. What happened to him?
I don't know. I was reading something online, and I wasn't sure if it was, you know, one of them fake messages or a real message. So we'll just disregard it until I do some more research.
Come on, man. I hope ain't nothing happening. You know, it's crazy. The older we get, it's like folks are going on. And it's kind of hard, man. Like, because you grow up with all these folks. Wow.
Yeah. By the way, you know, Wallet Hub did a study of, and I posted on the page, of the best places for dating. The best place for dating. And do you know where the number one place for dating is?
Where?
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah. Where, bro? Where?
Salt Lake City.
Utah?
Utah. Mormon territory.
Hey, man, but you know what? Here's the thing. They said they, don't they get it in? Like, they'll have, like, 8 or 9 boyfriends and 6 or 7 husbands and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally.
Don't they do all that stuff like that? Like,
they,
I don't
they
know,
do.
Man.
Salt Lake City, Salt Lake City was number one. Orlando, Florida was number two. Tempe, Arizona was number three. And I guess Ty is going to be glad about this. Atlanta was number four.
There's a whole lot of folks down there in Atlanta trying to get it in, I guess, huh?
I guess so. Raleigh came in 19th. Now, which, you're up here in where in New Jersey?
I'm in South Jersey. I'm near Cherry Hill, Mount Laurel, down that way.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I see a jersey even in the top 50.
Probably not. I'm just saying, probably not.
No, Norfolk, which I know y'all are very proud of, came in 97th.
Who?
Norfolk.
Norfolk, Virginia, 97th
of the top 150.
Yeah, bro, she's gone to be with the ancestors. Denise Katrina Matthews, born 4 January 1959. She passed today. Rest in peace.
Wow. That's sad.
Man. Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. I see old Chief Justice. I'm mad. Black people should get the low grade education. Scalia went on. Wow, man.
It's just amazing what folks can do. Now, when you were coming up, how did most of your folks meet? Did they just meet on blind dates? Did they go out to the, did they meet at the nightclub in Norfolk State?
You know what? I don't know about Norfolk. I went to Virginia State, so it was hours and change away, but I'm quite sure that it was the same way. Blind date, you know, somebody knew you, somebody mama want to hook you up with their daughter, granddaughter, friends, daughter, whatever it may be. And that's how a lot of dates jumped off, unless you just, you know, went ahead and spoke to the young lady yourself. So it's interesting how times are so different now, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, they also say, you broke one of the cardinal rules. because they claim that you're not supposed to bring relationships into your workplace.
That's what they say, bro, but you know what? Here's the thing. That's what they say, but if you know how to handle your business, you don't have that, you know, those issues that people have. Like, some people have some bad luck. And when I say bad luck, man, they just have some bad-ass luck. And that's because they don't, you know, you let everybody get in your relationship. They claim they're cheering you on, but they're probably waiting for you to fall. You know what I mean? So,
oh yeah.
It depends on how you handle your relationship. You know what I mean? And like, shit, people didn't even know my wife and I were together until she started passing out wedding invitations. Then everybody was like, "Well, damn, I didn't know y'all were together." Yeah, that's a good thing, because now we've established a relationship and we got to know each other, you know, without everybody putting their 2 cents in or trying to sabotage shit. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
So you're trying to say that people will be trying to sabotage a relationship in a minute if they know what's going on?
Hell yeah. Yes, well, sir.
Is it, yes, every friend sir. Ain't really a friend? Sometimes they got their own agenda.
Oh, all the time. All the time. And they get mad if you, you know, tell them get out your business because it's really none of theirs.
Right.
But, you know,
they swear up and down that they are going to be looking out for you, but they ain't really looking out for themselves, because I know one or two that sabotaged some relationships that I was in the middle of because they were interested in themselves.
Right. And then, I mean, you're not really helping anybody except, like, pissing people off. You know
right.
what I mean? But that's the nature of people, man. They just, I guess they do what they want. And if you allow them to get into your business, then you end up beating somebody up because they just kind of go off the deep end.
Oh, they totally go off the deep end and give you all kinds of grief that you don't necessarily need.
None. Oh, you just right. wanna be, you really want to fight.
Everybody's got unneeded advice that you don't really need to be having anyway. Wait, how many relationships have been broken up by families?
Probably none, bro.
Well, you know, because Cousin Joe or Uncle so-and-so didn't like so-and-so, and they try to, like, pull your coattail and be like, "We don't like that one."
Yeah, like, nobody asked you. Sit your ass down somewhere. Nobody asked you. We don't even care what you're thinking right now.
I had an interesting question on Facebook that I raised on another website or one of the groups that I belong to, and I had some interesting answers. And that was the question of, how seriously can you get into a relationship if the person has children? And does that bother you?
Oh, that's okay. Well, I mean, you know what? It depends. If you mature enough to handle it, that's an easy one. That's not even difficult, bro, because it's like, you know what? If you like the lady and you've accepted the package deal, then you shouldn't have too much of a problem.
I agree.
You shouldn't have
any
problem.
Yeah, I agree, but then some people want to put limits on it. They're like, well, maybe you can accept one, or maybe you can accept the children if they're younger, but what if the children are older? Or what if the person is a widow and got like 5? Because I got a cousin that, when he married his wife, she had, I think, 3 or 4. And I know that family members were like, well, you get like a total package deal. And he was like, yeah, so what? I love this woman. It's the package deal.
Oh, they was mad?
Yeah, they were mad, and they were kind of thrown off because they thought, he was a military guy. He they thought that he should be, you know, getting something that wasn't, that hadn't been through the ropes in some ways, in some words.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's like, it ain't, I don't know. Yo, do you like her or do you not like her? You want to be with her or do you not want to be with her? I mean, like, can you really, are you going to really be that petty? I don't know.
But you got some people that are that way?
That's stupid. But everybody can't handle that. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Some people can't handle it. So for them, it's like, oh, I'm, you know, I don't want to deal with this because this, this, and that. Well, nobody asked you.
Right. Just like you got, just like you got some brothers that claim that they can't have a woman that makes more money than them, but is more educated than them.
Yeah, that's stupid too. But you know what? They're not ready. Like, for them, I guess it's like, you know what? If she makes more money than me, then she's better than I am. Or, I don't know what to think, bro. It's like, are you serious, though? If you are in that, you know, if y'all in the same house, does it really matter?
Right, exactly. But then you got other people that want to put limitations based on what car or what house you got or apartment you got.
Right. I don't know, man. It's just sad. Sad.
The things that we put limitations on.
We put it's limitations crazy. On dumb shit.
Totally. Totally. There's no doubt about that. That's the best word for it. Dumb shit. You got the wrong job. But what's the right job?
Right.
It's your job. Hey, I bet you there's one. That just made me think about something. I bet you there's a site for unemployed people. I'm going to see if I see unemployment.com. If not, we're going to, me and Dean are going to create it.
Yeah, we're going to get this money, man.
We're going to figure out one way or the other. So I'm going to get on Google right now, and we're going to see if there's unemploymentmeets.com.
Yo, that's a new thing. It's coming out, y'all. It's coming out. Be ready, because we're going to all see it. You know what I mean? And it's going to have the 1-800 number that links to your phone and all of that. So it's about to get you together. You know what I mean?
Apps and everything.
Oh, yeah. Facebook, Android, Windows. Hell, we're going to make an app for the computers. We're going to get you straight.
That's right. We're going to make sure that it happens, that you can get whatever you need.
Whatever you need, we're going to try to get you there. And if you're not ready, just don't sign up. You'll be all
right. That's
right. You know, you ain't got to, you know, we really can't tell you what to do, but just get on the site. It's going to cost $1, and we're going to get you straight.
$1.75.
All right, $2. We go do $2, and we need y'all to just go ahead, get together. Hopefully you can find a job or something, you know. Go do the joint churchpeoplemeet.com. We're gonna have all that.
Oh, no. Check this out. I did not find that website, which does not exist, so we might be able to do it. At least I haven't found it so far. But I did see this website that says, use Meetup to start a networking group, even if you're unemployed. Just because you don't have a job or don't have a job in your field or interest doesn't mean that you can't network with people who do. We talked about how trade shows can get you with people. If you want something similar, consider starting a networking group on Meetup.com for professionals in your area. So that's about like this is a smart networking group for fellow unemployed people.
Wow. Yeah, we might be able to get them in there, bruh.
They ain't
ready for it. They're not ready.
Hey, we can start lazypeople.com.
Yeah, we can start hooking it all up.
Lazypeople.com. Yeah, think of all these things that they ain't got yet, and me and Dean are going to make money, and we're going to create these new websites.
RedneckPeopleMeet.com. RacistPeopleMeet.com. Yo, we about to get paid, man. They're going to be shocked when they find out who's behind that one. They're going to be like, say that again, buddy.
TransPeople.com.
They're going to say, who owns this? Be like, don't worry about that, bro. You'll find out. And if you don't, you won't.
That's right.
We
don't worry about
let
it.
You know. Don't we worry about it. We got you. We just want to get paid, man. All we want is a couple of dollars. We don't need all the extra arguments and all of that shit.
Oh, yeah. Before we get off this topic, I got to tell you about this. Because I'm going to pull up the website that I'll tell you about Millionaire Matt. I'm going to read it to you because it was just too much of a trip when I heard about this thing. Millionaire Match. Hold on a second.
That's crazy, man.
It's been in business since 2001.
Really?
It says 2,653, 815 plus attractive singles now. Are you a successful single who makes over $200,000 a year and wants to meet attractive singles? Are you an attractive single who wants to meet other attractive, successful singles to verify the income? So you have to make at least $250,000 to get on this site.
I still don't get that. So you got to make at least $250,000 so you can try to find $1 million. Is that it?
Basically.
I didn't think it made sense at all. That's crazy, man.
It's totally crazy.
Don't make no sense.
But they got it for you.
Yeah, I see.
They want you to be prepared for anything that's out there for you. You know, they even got sites for people in your field. By that, I mean that there are sites for married people.
You know what? Section8PeopleMeet.com. Go and get a job.
But I'm saying, there are sites that other people have to see. There are sites for married women and married men to basically cheat on their spouses. And these are
You're trying to get somebody killed now.
These are official sites.
And they actually sign up so they can get some extra than what they're getting at home.
Right.
Wow.
There are people that sign up for these sites so they can get what they consider extra.
Yeah, you're going to get your ass killed. Go ahead and sign up for that shit. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get your ass choked out, go ahead and sign up for that crazy shit. So when your wife stabs your ass up, bruh, don't blame it on nobody but your damn self.
Right. When she disappears on you, who you gonna blame it on?
Wow.
I mean, who you gonna blame it on?
Yeah, go on, get
get choked out. You'll be just fine in the hospital with something missing. Y'all forgot about Lorena Bobby, didn't y'all? These women ain't playing, bro.
Oh, it's
not going to be a good thing.
Nope. But like I said, there's a site for everything.
Got a website for everything. Peanutbutterandjellymeat.com, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Peanutbutterandjellymeat.com.
That's going to be the $5 joint.
No, I thought the $5 joint. No, the $10 joint. The $10 joint is filetmignonmeat.com.
Yeah, that's going to be the expensive joint right there. You got to make at least $50 a week in order to... Yo, the app is going to be linked to your bank account. So we just going to get our payment. We ain't got to worry about getting you enough. We don't get our payment, we just shut your site down. That's all. That's how it's going to roll.
That's how it's going to
roll. What you got to do, right? Yeah, that's how it's going to roll, man. We ain't got time, man. We need our money. People are going to be spending money on stupid stuff like this. Okay, straight up to your bank account. Like Netflix, we're going to take it out once a week, though. As soon as you change your bank account or something, we're not going to call you and tell us, ooh, you missed your payment. We're just going to go in and delete your profile. It's all good. You want to stay up and keep your... Oh, yeah, we're not sending notices out. We're not calling people like, yo, where's your payment? Yo, as soon as your payment comes back rejected, shut your shit down.
Just go shut it down right there.
Yeah, we ain't playing. You could be in the middle of a damn conversation. We're cutting that shit off. You want to get reinstated? It's a $30 reinstatement fee. We go home.
it's another
article, too. You didn't see. Did you see the other one? The Dr. Phil?
No.
Man, it's one about relationships and sex, right? And it said, online dating scam. How to tell if you're being baited by a catfish. So it's saying, you know, things that you need to look for so that you don't fall prey to a scam artist. Like dumb date data, you know what I'm saying? They put the crazy proportions on there. Like they 6 feet tall and grossly underweight or... You know, taking professional pictures, and you may have like one photo or two photos. But if you Google it, you can find it in Google Images. You know, stuff like that. It's saying look for detail in photos, wedding rings, locations, activities, time of day, how to dress to see if it matches. You know, somebody says that fireworks for July 4th, but got on a fur coat in the daytime. You know, it might be a giveaway. You know what I mean? We already talked about the spelling and the grammar. Most of the people that send you those, I like your profile, whatever, maybe we can become friends. When you read that, you say either they're real dumb or they're grossly illiterate. You don't say they were typing fast because everything's fucking misspelled. You know what I mean?
Yep.
People trying to rush things, people asking a lot of questions, people asking you for money, you know. And then they say, at this point, if someone doesn't have a Facebook page, but are sophisticated enough to create an online dating profile, be warned. Also look out for potential fake Facebook pages. You know what I mean? If they're on Twitter, you know, read through their tweets to see if the story they tell matches up to the person that you're dating. You know, people just kind of like, it's amazing, though. There's some people, man, who... they actually don't have a Facebook page. And I'm like, what's the deal jumping here? You know what I mean? Like, it's 2016 and you have not one. I mean, I can understand if you got it and you're just not accepting certain people as friends. That's different. But when you have no social media presence or nothing, it's a little odd in this day and age, unless you're one of those people. Now, I do know a couple of people who are computer illiterate. So, you know, they struggle with typing basic Word documents. So I don't know if they are going to be on there clicking likes on pictures and shit like that.
Right. Now, Dean, you know me, I'm curious. So I went in there and I found a couple of these people in MillionaireMatch.com. So I'm going to tell you what they say. One is some chick named Danny, 2313, who's claimed to be out of Stockbridge, Georgia. She says that she has a bachelor's degree, and that she in sales and marketing, I think she makes less than $200,000.
What?
But she's looking for a business.
Oh, man. I bet if she wouldn't have put that.
Wow. Had this other one called Lollipop, claims that she makes less than $200,000 too. And she's from Warburg, Massachusetts. And her profile says, I'm a very fun lady that likes fun, and I enjoy walks on the beach and dinner. I like to travel. Also, I like up-to-date music. I like to dance. I like having fun. Life is too short. I am in home care nursing. There are a couple of sisters on here, too. Like I just found Desert Rose, who's 24, in Lynn Haven, Florida. She is currently a nursing student and learning Arabic. Why Arabic? Email me, and I'll explain to you why the language is so beautiful if you don't already know. I'm young, but extremely mature for my age. I've come across people in my journey, and they are astonished by my level of ambition for what I want in life. To me, it doesn't matter where you come from, but instead the drive you have to exceed. Therefore, I'm looking for someone with such high standards and drive as myself.
Wow.
She also is making less than $200,000.
I mean, they're getting it like that? I don't know.
They get all kinds of crazy. This was out of Raleigh. Let's see what the Raleigh person got to say. Hi, I'm a kind, compassionate, open-minded person. I really enjoy traveling and having new experience. Over the years, I've become a more spiritual person and broad-minded. I'm a hard worker and put 100% into whatever I do. My profession, I'm an occupational therapist. I work with elderly in the rehab center. I want to have the elderly people know that she's all MillionaireMatch.com.
Yeah, you use really enough like to get some dates.
I really like what I do, but it's not everything. I believe in balance in all areas of life, and she can put down her net worth. But there is a category on here in the details section where they get to put down their income and their net worth.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. I still believe in you can find somebody that is for you without taking those measures, you know what I mean? I know a couple of people who tried the online dating joints, and their experiences haven't been too favorable, should I say. You know what I mean? Like, they running across all the nutcases, man. So, what do you do with that shit?
I didn't want to kill them that were natural people that were totally okay, but you're right, there's a whole bunch of psychos on that.
Yeah, like, so what do you do with the psycho joint?
Now, this chick, and I won't get off these people, but this chick in here claims to be a model.
Wow.
I mean, she says that her occupation is model / fashion / actor. And she's out of Los Angeles.
Be like, can you name something? Name something you've been in? Anything? I'm just saying, you're a model, so you had to be in something. I don't care if it was the last page of any magazine, and you like the in the back of the picture or whatever. Can I see you? You know what I mean? Can I see you somewhere?
Exactly.
If you tell me you're still working on it, you know, that's crazy. But that's what they do, man.
And this person out of Alabama.
Go ahead.
Yes, this person out of Alabama claims that they did not want to disclose their figures. They say prefer not to disclose their income.
Oh, so you got to call and find out.
Yeah.
That's the stalker chick. That's the chick that's gonna be chasing you. She's driving by your house later on. So you'll be like, yo, I told you all my personal business ear to ear, and you acting shady, so I'm gonna have to come check your ass out. Riding past your house at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I gotta track you back.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know what?
You ever notice,
I guess
you ever notice on every site, I don't care whether it's one of these sites or a Black Planet site or whatever, that all the women always claim that they don't want any drama. It's like they're never what lie.
You know what? You're telling a damn lie. Oh, you're telling a lie. You know, I want to meet this person and that person. If you did, you wouldn't just put your business out there in cyberspace for everybody to read it, because you know who's going to bite on it? The crazy man. Crazy man going to tell you he got a good job. And to him, a good job could be sitting at home waiting for his dream job to come along. I mean, you know, the expectations are so different these days. It's just different, man. Just like the other topic that she had on there for, you know, I guess people who borrow money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and folks always calling you for money. I wanna tell them to get a second job or go out there and do something, but don't ask me, because I don't really have that like that to give to you. You know, I'm not rich.
Yeah, I know that's right. Me neither. Hey, I think I found the psycho chick.
You see,
she goes by the name of Japanese princess Yoko. She claims to be 55 in Las Vegas. In the About Me section, she says, first, please email me your time and your phone number. I will reply or text to you to confirm. If no responding in 24 hours to you, do not re-request to me, please. If you think you are not the right person for us, you're probably 100% right. Yes, please, let's not waste our busy time. Thank you very much. I am looking for marriage with love only. I am a personal trainer. I am a nice person who cares about my career. I have a master's in personal training. I am looking for someone who knows what he wants in life and that I can start a relationship with, which I am an easygoing, friendly person that loves being athletic. I love a good laugh, and my friends tell me I have a fun sense of humor. I think I found a psycho chick.
Yeah. That's a chick. You go to her house, and you start looking at the front door as soon as you get there, bruh. She gonna have you trapped. You ain't getting out. You are stuck. Try to get out the house. She choking everybody. Try to leave.
Dave, we're joking about this, but I remember 20 years ago, I'm going to tell you this story. I'm going to tell the listeners this story. I told the friends of mine. 20 years ago, I was a newspaper reporter, a Black newspaper. I had a friend of mine who was now an evangelist, actually in Vegas. That's the last I heard. That was like years ago. But at the time, she did what they call those exotic fashion shows. You know, they're fashion shows, but they're really scantily clad outfits and everything. I went to her house to do this story, and at some point, she had a loft, so it was just two floors. I had to go to the bathroom. So I went upstairs, and she had handcuffs and belts and all of this other kind of stuff. Me being the kind of curious guy that I am, I came downstairs, and I said, excuse me. I won't say her name, but I said, excuse me, Miss Lady. Those chains and all of that stuff that's up in that room, is that for real, or is that for show? In her best Mae West impersonation, and I wish I could do Mae West. She looked at me dead in the face, and she's like, well, Mark, that depends. I think I set a record for getting the heck out of there.
Oh, yeah, bro. You got to get up out of there. You're about to come up missing, man. They won't go find you no more. Like, hey, have y'all seen Mark? Nah, not since last Tuesday. He went to see that lady. Yo, she'll be answering your phone like, Mark can't come to the phone right now. He's kind of tied up.
Exactly.
Yo, no. But you know what? We've all dealt with that one, you know, like back in the days before I got married. had one, went out a couple of times, everything was cool. But then all of a sudden, man, one day I was sick, literally sick. So I wasn't answering no pages, phone, nothing. Paged me about 60-some times, bro. You know, that counter was on there. And I was like, well, whoever it is, battery died and everything. I finally pushed the button. It was one number. I'm like, yo, how many times you going to call me? Well, I'm just trying to find out where you are. I knocked on your door. You didn't answer. Of course I didn't. I was sick. You know, so you blew my page up. You came to my house. You knocked on my door. You called my phone. You know, and that was before call ID. So, you just... Plus, I wasn't home. But now I feel worse because I can't get no sleep.
And I can relate to that because I have a friend that to this day teases me because there was a young lady I was dating and I really disappeared off her. I had work to do and other stuff. You know, this young lady was at my house when my friend dropped me off. But this is one of my ace's boons, you know, one of my best buddies. He dropped me off the house. She's over there waiting for me at the door.
See? You know it's time to don't even mess with them. They nuts, man. Are you drunk?
And they've been sitting there waiting for, I think, at least a... And they've been waiting for a few hours.
Stalker.
Exactly.
But if you call them crazy, you know,
Yeah, but then we got... But see... And the opposite thing happens because I remember a friend of mine actually wrote about her in a column. I'm hoping the column, if it didn't appear Sunday, it'll be appearing shortly. But she was the rebound chick. She was a white girl from South Dakota. She was the rebound chick when I was in college. And I remember that we went out on a couple of dates. We went to see Coretta Scott King. You know, I got grief from everybody, including the brothers and the sisters. But it didn't go anywhere. It was just a friendly date, no relationship, no intimate stuff going on. So she comes running up to me in like January or February, all excited. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, we didn't do nothing, so you can't be excited for that reason. And then she proceeds to tell me how her fiance, the guy that I was the rebound from, had called her up at like 2 in the morning to propose to her. I'm like, how seriously can you take a proposal at 2 in the morning? I have since caught up with that lady, and she's on her second marriage. The first marriage was a flop. I wonder why.
Yeah, right? Like, what are you doing? What in the hell are you thinking?
And she wound up being a kept woman because her, the one that she married, the first one, her...
Hello? Uh-oh. We got a little technical difficulty, but we'll be back in a second. Again, this is the voice of the people, Mark Lee, Dean Geronimo. Give us a call, 914-338-0659. Talking about a little bit of everything right now, you know, relationships, people who beg for money, all of that kind of stuff. So if you want to jump in on the conversation, give us a call. We'll be back. We'll be on the line for a little bit longer. You know, we're going to talk about a couple of more things, like Netflix and chill. You know what I mean? So, hit us up. And we're back.
Phone died on me.
That's okay, brother. Hey, it happened. It happened.
Say what?
I said it happens, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff happens. That's just life.
Yeah, it is. It is. I wonder what people do, like, for date nights when they go on these crazy bras. Can they do Netflix and chill?
With the crazy woman?
Yeah, with the crazy bras.
Yeah, crazy bro probably cause all kinds of troubles.
Is she paying for the Netflix, though? That's all I want to know. She might choke you out, though. You got to be careful about that.
Say what?
I say you got to be careful because, you know, when they off kilter like that, not good.
Yeah, it's not good when they off kilter. Not good at all.
They're gonna need some help, man.
Yeah, I feel like some doctor friends are gonna call and give some of these women some help.
Give somebody some help, man. Netflix is $7.99 a month. But they got some good movies on there though, so you know what. She might just be quiet long enough for you to watch the movie, but you better run as soon as it's over.
But the problem is, the movie that she's going to watch with you, she's going to turn on and have you watch the Fatal Attraction?
Yeah, and then she's going to be at your house, and she's going to knock on the door, and she's going to knock on the door, she's going to ring the doorbell, she's going to call you, she's going to tell you she's sitting outside. And if you don't come and open the door, she's going to kick it in.
Is she gonna have the bald rabbit?
I don't know. She might have a 4-4 wave for you. You better be careful, cause she gonna be like, "Yo, I keep calling you. You don't answer the phone. What is it? What is it? What's the problem? Why do you not like me?"
And I've dated some of those crazy women. I remember one that I dated that followed me to my job. I proceeded to call.
What?
Yeah, she
really?
Literally, she called me at the job and sat there and told me, look, you know, and this is when I was working at an arts organization, the Arts Council, and proceeded to tell me, I know that them women that are coming in there are coming to see you. Leave your job. Quit your job right now. Mm-hmm. In fact, quit all three. I think I had three jobs in the town. She's like, quit all three of them.
That's tough.
Just quit them right now. Quit them. Leave that job right now. I want you to leave it right now. I mean, I think I even went into one of the back offices just to make her satisfied, and she still wasn't satisfied. You're like, I know that the tools I need, you're going to go back out to the front and you're going to try to pick up those women. Given these women were half married and half married, you know, all kinds of other stuff going on that I had no idea. Some of them downright ugly. But everything walking in the door, I was going to be trying to pick up.
Wow.
It's a trip. Well, I told Chad that if we didn't get no calls, we didn't have to travel.
Yeah, bro, you know what? I guess it'll pick up sooner or later. You know,
yeah.
Right now, nobody called in, so we just held it down on the line. But we'll be back again next week. And I'm not sure what the topic is going to be.
And our advice to everybody out there is if you got to deal with crazy, be prepared for it.
Be prepared for it. You know, Julia Roberts said, I believe that two people are connected at their heart, and it doesn't matter what you do, who you are, or where you live. There are no boundaries or barriers if two people are destined to be together. Now, on the flip side of that, the great Bob Marley said, truth is, everybody's going to hurt you. You just got to find the ones worth suffering for. So, hey, man, it may be able to happen for you. It may not. But you know what? Just keep your head above water and pay attention. In this day and age, you should be able to tell crazy a little bit better than we could 20 years ago. You know?
Yeah. But you know, crazy got new weapons now. Crazy got the internet. So crazy has new weapons.
Crazy.
But the old saying goes, love does make the world go round. So we do know that that is a very much of a reality. So hopefully you find the love of your life. I know that Dean has found his. I'm still looking for mine. I think that Taz probably still looking for hers. But we do know that it's out there somewhere at some time or another. And so I've got a couple of prospects. I had a blind date last week. It looked like it was going well. So we'll see if that was just a first impression or whether there's actually some reality to it. I'll keep y'all posted.
I hear that, my brother. And with that being said, we'll see y'all next week. Same time, same place. It's the Voice of the People, host Todd Jones, co-host Mark Lee, and I am Dean Geronimo. And we're going to see y'all next week. Peace and blessings.
Sounds good. Peace.
You have been listening to The Voice of the People. Tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. where we talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Todd Jones, the host, Mark Lee, co-host, and I am Dean Geronimo. See you next week.